So, have you ever wondered why some land clearing projects leave behind a barren wasteland while others seem to heal almost instantly? Today, we're getting into why tree mulching is actually beating out traditional methods like chainsaws and bulldozers.
Yeah, it's a really interesting shift in how we approach land management. I mean, when you look at traditional clearing, chainsaws, bulldozers, excavators, it's this whole multi-step ordeal. You've got crews cutting, then bulldozers pushing debris into piles, then trucks hauling everything away or burning it. It's labor-intensive and, honestly, pretty rough on the land.
Right, and I'm guessing that process doesn't come cheap either.
Definitely not. Traditional clearing can run anywhere from $3,000 to over $8,000 per acre. Forestry mulching, on the other hand, can range from about $400 per acre for light brush up to $6,000 or even $8,000 for really dense vegetation. In Texas, specifically, most projects fall between $1,500 and $6,000 per acre, depending on what you're dealing with.
That's a pretty significant difference. What's driving those savings?
It all comes down to efficiency. Forestry mulching uses a single, specialized machine that cuts, grinds, and clears vegetation in one pass. Everything gets shredded into mulch right on site. You eliminate hauling costs, disposal fees, and the need for multiple machines and crews. Some studies show traditional methods can be 40% more expensive when you factor in all those extra steps: grading, erosion repair, burn permits.
So it's basically combining several jobs into one. But what happens to all that mulch? Does it just sit there?
Actually, that's where the magic happens. The mulch stays on the ground and becomes this protective layer of organic material. As it decomposes, it releases nutrients back into the soil, acting like a natural fertilizer. I remember working on a property where the landowner was skeptical at first, but within months, the soil quality had improved dramatically. He called me up and said, "I thought you were leaving a mess, but now my land looks healthier than ever."
Skeptical landowner turned believer. Love it.
Yeah, happens more often than you'd think. And the benefits go way beyond just soil health. That mulch layer provides serious erosion control. It stabilizes the soil, absorbs the impact of rainfall, and slows down surface water runoff. In areas with heavy rainfall or on slopes, this is huge for preventing soil displacement.
That makes a lot of sense, especially here in central Texas where we can get those sudden downpours. What about moisture retention?
The mulch helps retain moisture in the soil and even promotes groundwater recharge by improving water infiltration. It keeps the soil cooler and moister, which is great for plant growth. Plus, it suppresses weed germination by blocking sunlight from reaching weed seeds, so your desirable plants get a competitive advantage.
So to everyone listening who's dealing with invasive species on their property, this could be a real solution for you. How does mulching handle those invasives?
It's really effective because you can selectively clear. The machine can target invasive species while preserving valuable native trees and vegetation. Bulldozers tend to clear everything in their path, no discrimination. With mulching, you maintain habitat diversity and give native plants room to thrive.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And here's the thing. Bulldozing causes massive soil disturbance and compaction. You get soil erosion, loss of topsoil, degradation of overall soil quality. It can destroy natural habitats, displace wildlife, and contribute to habitat fragmentation. Forestry mulching, by contrast, causes minimal disturbance to roots and topsoil. It preserves the land's natural structure, which is why it's particularly suitable for wet or sensitive areas.
That point about minimal soil disturbance sets up our next piece, wildfire prevention. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
CHU is a land clearing company serving Central Texas property owners. Whether you're a landowner, realtor, or builder, We help you get your property cleared, cleaned, and ready. Fast, insured, and accountable. We show up, do the work, and leave it right, turning unusable land into usable space. Find out more at www.callchew.com.
Picking up on minimal soil disturbance. How does that play into wildfire risk?
Great question. Forestry mulching significantly reduces the amount of combustible material on the forest floor. It removes excess dry, flammable vegetation that acts as fuel. The mulch layer itself helps maintain soil moisture and coolness, making it less likely to ignite than standing dry brush. You're also creating natural fire breaks and lessening the potential for crown fires.
That's critical, especially with the wildfire seasons we've been seeing. How quickly can a mulching project actually get done compared to traditional clearing?
Forestry mulching typically clears between 1 and 5 acres per day on average, depending on vegetation density. Some high-quality mulchers can handle up to 15 acres per day in very light vegetation, but that's less common. Traditional multi-step methods take much longer because you're coordinating different crews, equipment, and disposal logistics. So speed is another major advantage, really.
So faster, cheaper, better for the environment. Why would anyone still choose bulldozers?
There are some situations where traditional methods might be necessary, like if you need deep excavation or grading for construction. But for most land clearing projects, especially for property owners who want to preserve topsoil and prevent erosion, mulching is the preferred choice. Plus, it's quieter and produces less dust, so there's less disruption for nearby communities.
What should a property owner expect during a forestry mulching project?
The process is pretty straightforward. The mulching machine maneuvers through your property. These machines are designed for challenging terrains like steep slopes and uneven ground. Everything gets ground up on site, and you're left with a layer of mulch spread evenly over the cleared area. There's no burning, no hauling, no debris piles.
I see. Makes sense.
And long term, that mulch just keeps working for you. The mulch moderates soil temperature, protects against erosion, retains moisture, and suppresses weeds. As it breaks down over time, it continues enriching the soil and creating a healthier environment for plant growth. You could say it's a land improvement that keeps on giving. Really, a built-in benefit.
You know, when you lay it all out like that, the cost savings, the environmental benefits, the soil health, erosion control, wildfire prevention, it's pretty clear why mulching is becoming the go-to method for land clearing in Central Texas.
Right. And property owners are catching on. They're realizing that preserving their land's natural integrity while making it usable is totally possible. Mulching gives you that balance.
So if you're sitting on property that needs clearing, maybe it's time to rethink the chainsaw and bulldozer approach. Thanks so much for breaking this down today.
My pleasure. Always happy to talk about sustainable land management.